Phoenix is flying by. Crack a window, let the air flow through. Might do the South Florida shuffle, 'cause true north always leads me back to you.
That was Leaving for Raleigh from Pete Bencini's American Equator. I'd like to provide another update on SFU Athletics, as the Red Leaves Volleyball's Mason Unger joined Team Canada for the 2025 Senior Women's Pan American Cup, which I believe is Norseca Women's Senior Pan American Cup. Let me take a look at the scores. Oh, it will start today. Team Canada, let me look. Sorry. No, it just came on the Facebook page, so. Sorry about this. It says Norseca Women's Senior Pan American Cup in Colima, Mexico is between August 1st and 11th. But for a reason, August 1st and 2nd scores are not available. Let me take a look. Sorry about this. Just a minute. Actually, according to an article in the Norseca Volleyball Confederation, the games will be actually between August 3rd and 10th. Canada, the Canadian women are slated to, just a minute, please. The Canadian women are slated to play on August 6th against Trinidad and Tobago. I will come back with a PSA.
Listen to music and podcasts from CGSF 90.1 FM with our radio app. It's on-the-go listening made easy. You can tune into all our music, spoken word, and multicultural shows using your device. Our app lets you set reminders so you'll never miss your favorite show again. Stay connected to CGSF 90.1 FM through our community radio app. Download the app from the Apple Store or get it on Google Play.
Now I'd like to report on the SFU Red Leafs hockey at this time. On July 28th, the independent Red Leafs released its 2025-26 schedule on its Facebook, Instagram official website, and X as they opened the season on the road against the UBC Thunderbirds on September 2nd and played their home opener against UBC on September 19th at Bill Copeland Arena. The independent Red Leafs then play throughout U.S., mainly in the East, between October and November. The only American team that will come to Burnaby will be Maryville University for two games, December 5th, 6th. And the independent Red Leafs will close out their home schedule against the Trinity Western Spartans, a former BCIHL rival, on January 30th, 2026. Later on July 28th, the BCIHL Red Leafs announced the recruitment of Evan Fedeli, a forward who stands at 6 feet 5 inches or 196 centimeters and weighs 207 pounds or 94 kilograms. Fedel has played in the BCHL and PIJHL in the last 4 years as he helped the Delta IceHawks to the PIJHL final last season. Well, on July 29th, the BCIHL Red Leafs announced the addition of Connor Turnbull, a defenseman who stands at 6 feet 4 inches or 193 centimeters and weighs 190 pounds or 86 kilograms. Turnbull has spent the last three seasons in the PIJHL with the Mission City Outlaws, Aldergrove Kodiaks, and joined the BCIHL Red Leafs as an affiliate last season. Also on July 29th, the British Columbia Intercollegiate Hockey League provided a tease of the upcoming season schedule. On July 30th, the BCIHL Red Leafs announced the recruitment of Pierce White, a forward who stands at 6 feet or 183 centimeters and weighs 183 pounds or 83 kilograms. White spent the last three seasons with the Ridge Meadow Flames, capping off his PIJHL career as a champion last season. On July 31st, the BCIHL Red Leafs provided multiple updates of their program on its Facebook and Instagram pages, which also featured this week's recruitments. They announced the addition of Guido Lamberti-Charles as their new head coach, Jim Rogers as the assistant coach, team advisor, and revealed their new practice facility to be new as Queen's Park Arena, where they will host the UVic Vikes on Valentine's Day 2026. The SFU-BCIHL Red Leafs upcoming schedule is also out this week as the BCIHL released its 2025-26 season schedule between July 29th and 31st as they opened the season on the road against the Logan Lake Miners on October 24th, host the Okanagan Lakers on Halloween and Burnaby's Bill Copeland, and close out the home schedule on Valentine's Day 2026 against the UVic Vikes at New West Queen's Park Arena, the new BCIHL Red Leafs dedicated facility.
Volunteering at CGSF 90.1 FM is a great experience and is easy to get started, so I'll tell you a little bit about it in the hope that you reach out. As this station is run almost entirely by volunteers, you have a variety of ways to get active at CGSF. Every department can use a little bit of help. Arts and entertainment. Well, you can write and produce reviews, conduct interviews of local musicians, the music library, acquiring, organizing, reviewing, and compiling charts. Public affairs. Interviewing groups, attending events, recording lectures. Public relations, postering, graphic design, and programming. You can host your own show or work on a collective. Production, audio editing, and PSA building. And once you feel comfortable, you can even volunteer to help the volunteers. So volunteer with us at CGSF 90.1. Email us at vol4cjsf@sfu.ca.
Welcome back. The fifth group is Brimheim's Rat King. Here is Grinding Boulders. Now I'd like to provide updates on the Western Lacrosse Association at this time. It is a Senior A box lacrosse. It is a Senior A box lacrosse amateur league sanctioned by the Canadian Lacrosse Association, with many of its players competing in the National Lacrosse League, which has spread throughout North America in winters. On July 28th, the WLA recognized two stars for the top scorer and three-star awards. Mitch Jones of the New Salmon Bellies won the top scorer honors after tallying 40 goals, 48 assists in just 17 games, and Marcus Clerich of the Maple Ridge Barrage won the top three-star award as he was awarded the first, second star four times each, third star three times, totaling 220 star points in just 17 games as a sophomore. The WLA also announced the first and second All-Star teams. The WLA also announced the first and second All-Star teams for 2025. The first All-Star team includes goaltender Christian Del Bianco of the Coquitlam Idanaks, who made 548 saves with an 84.9 save percentage, defenseman Drew Belgraves of the New Salmon Bellies, Tyler Garrison of the Coquitlam Idanaks, Elijah Gash of the Victoria Shamrocks, forward Marcus Clerich. The 2025 Top 3 Star Award winner, Hayden Dixon of the New Salmon Bellies, who led the league with 43 goals in just 18 games, and Mitch Jones, also of the New Salmon Bellies, who tallied a whopping 48 assists for a total of 88 points in just 17 games. The second All-Star team consists of goaltender Chris Oligliari of the Victoria Shamrocks, who made 415 saves for an 85.8 save percentage, defenseman Braden Lighty of the Maple Ridge Barrage, Jacob Saunders of the Coquitlam Idanaks, Rice Blake of the Maple Ridge Barrage, forwards Silas Richmond of the Burnaby Lakers, Andrew Q of the Victoria Shamrocks, and Ryan Sheridan of the Nanaimo Timbermen. The 2025 WLA playoffs kicked off later on July 28th, as the second seed New Salmon Bellies bested the third seed Victoria Shamrocks 12-11, a bar murder at New Queen's Park Arena. The Salmon Bellies were led by Ty Kurtz, 2 goals, 6 assists as a first star, Tyrell Jackson Hammer as the third star despite no points, while King Marshall led the Shamrocks with 2 goals and 5 assists in the losing effort as the second star. On July 29th, the WLA announced the 2025 Coach and Rookies of the Year. Steve McKinley of the Coquitlam Idanaks won the Coach of the Year for the second straight season, and Silas Richmond of the Burnaby Lakers won the Rookie of the Year as he totaled 30 goals, 24 assists for 54 points in just 16 games. Later on July 29th, the top seed Coquitlam Idanaks dominated the fourth seed Maple Ridge Barrage 13-7 at Coquitlam Sports Center, part of the Poirier Sports Complex, as the Idanaks were led by James Rahi with 2 goals, 5 assists as the first star, Keen Moon with a goal, 5 assists as the third star, while Peyton Cormier led the Barrage with 2 goals and 5 assists in the losing effort as the second star. On July 30th, the WLA announced the 2025 Unsung Hero and Value Volunteerism Sportsmanship Awards as Nick Preston of the Victoria Shamrocks won the Unsung Hero and Devlin Shanahan of the Nanaimo Timbermen won the Value Volunteerism Sportsmanship Award. Later on July 30th, the third seed Victoria bested the second seed New West in a 12-10 slugfest, tying their best-of-5 playoff series at 1 at the Q Center in Colwood as Clark Patterson led the Shamrocks with 2 goals, 3 assists as a first star, Cam Dunkerley with 30 saves as a third star, while Mitch Jones led the Salmon Bellies with 4 goals and 3 assists in the losing effort as the second star. On July 31st, the WLA announced the 2025 Outstanding Goaltender and Defensive Players of the Year. On July 31st, the WLA announced the 2025 Outstanding Goaltender and Defensive Player of the Year, as Christian Del Bianco of the Coquitlam Adirondacks won the 2025 Goaltender of the Year after 592 saves, 105 goals against, 84.9 save percentage, and Drew Belgrave of the New West Salmon Bellies won the 2025 Defensive Player of the Year. Later on July 31st, the top seed Coquitlam bested the 4th seed Maple Ridge in a 13-12 overtime barn burner, as the Adirondacks grabbed a 2-game-to-none series lead over, as the Adirondacks grabbed a 2-game-to-none lead on the Barrage on Planet Ice Kamnee Lee Arena, where Marcus Klerich led the host Maple Ridge with 4 goals, 5 assists as a first star in the losing effort, followed by Coquitlam's Keen Moon with 4 goals, 3 assists as a second star, and Walter Clark with 6 assists as the third star. On August 1st, the WLA announced their 2025 MVP as Marcus Klerich of the Maple Ridge Barrage won the honors as he pumped in 37 goals, tallied 35 assists for 72 points in just 17 games.
A Renaissance Coffee is open at SFU. Parminder and his team have been serving the SFU community with great coffee for more than 20 years. If you're looking for a wholesome meal, delectable desserts, or something to warm yourself and lift your spirits, Renaissance Cafe is the place to be. Featuring fair trade espresso beverages and brewed coffee, Renaissance Coffee is open Monday to Friday from 7 a.m. to 3 p.m. Well, how do you get up and go?
Now I'd like to provide the latest on the Surrey Police transition at this time. On July 28th, the SPS officially expanded their services to South Surrey West, bordered by 152nd Street until it meets Highway 99, south to the Canada-US border, including the Semiahmoo First Nation, but not the White Rock City, currently policed by the RCMP. Also on July 28th, the SPS provided a further breakdown of its officers, 563 as of July 15th, on their Facebook, Instagram, and X pages, as 34% or 191 of its officers will join, with the other 66% or 372 officers already hired. Among 563 sworn-in officers, 106 are women, 456 men, with 240 visible minorities, and 21 indigenous. On July 29th, the SPS introduced District Inspector Darren Shepard, who is overseeing the SPS presence in South Surrey West, with 29 years of policing experience in both the SPS and RCMP, on its Instagram and X pages. Just a minute, please. Just a minute, please. Because generally Facebook and Instagram, they often go hand in hand. But for some reason, Darren Shepard has not been featured in the SPS Facebook page. Where was I? On July 30th, Jas Johal of CKNW tweeted on X that Brian Edwards, the top cop in the former Surrey RCMP, was hired as the Surrey City's new general manager for public safety, and Surrey City confirmed a hiring to Surrey Now leader on July 31st. Brian Edwards, who was the latest Lower Mainland Division commander, will start his new job effective August 25th. Surrey Now leader asked the Surrey's city manager, Rob Costanzo, on whether the SPS was consulted on Brian Edwards' hiring, to which Costanzo did not answer, but said the new public safety department, quote, will improve the city's ability to work with the Surrey Police Service, Surrey Police Board, and community stakeholders where municipal police services intersect with police services, unquote. Surrey's new public safety department will consolidate the Surrey Police Service, Surrey Fire, and Bylaw. Meanwhile, the SPS media liaison, Ian McDonald, said, quote, until a formal announcement is made by the city, the Surrey's Police Service is unable to comment, end quote, according to Anna Burns of Surrey Now leader. Currently, the SPS provides frontline policing for Wally City Center, District 1, where the SFU Surrey campus resides, Newton, District 3, and South Surrey West, District 5, until 152nd Street meets Highway 99, south to the U.S. border, including the Semiahmoo First Nation, but not the White Rock City, currently policed by the RCMP. Meanwhile, the RCMP Surrey Provincial Operational Support Unit still provides frontline policing for other parts of Surrey, Guildford, Fleetwood, District 2, Cloverdale, District 4, and South Surrey East, bordered by 152nd Street until it meets Highway 99, south to the Canada-US border, and east to 196th Street to the Langley Line, with the SPS slated to take over South Surrey East this fall for the entirety of District 5.
Starting from the week of Monday, May 30th, the Student Union Building is open 7 days a week from 9 a.m. to 10 p.m. The sub-building common spaces, along with the bookable spaces, are available for use. Any comments or questions, please go to the Simon Fraser Student Society website at sfss.ca for more information.
Thank you for listening to episode 30 of the Steve Chong Show in 2025, part of Open Mic on CJSF 90.1 FM, the campus community radio station for Simon Fraser University. I'm your host, Steve Chong. Coming up at 11, it's Julian Taylor's Jukebox. Now to the last tune before 11, it's... Just a minute, please. I'm not sure if I'll have enough time this time. Well, I do have it. Isabel Oliver's Impressions, Bike.